Kachemak City Council Member Ginny Walker says the letter that Kachemak City Mayor Bill Overway originally sent to his Homer counterpart, Ken Kastner, a couple weeks ago, summarized the council's feelings during its last discussion. The council was trying to provide input on a Homer City Council ordinance that would allow developers of a low-income housing project to pay $100,000 to hook up to Homer City water system, while other Kachemak City properties along East End Road would be prohibited from doing so.
In our last council meeting, we basically said that we didn't feel it was fair, that we really can't treat one lot differently than others that can benefit from this same advantage, which is hooking up to water on that East End Road extension.
However, Kastner did not share that letter with Homer City Council members when they approved extending water utilities to the Kachemak City housing project. Overway described his conversation with Kastner following his letter.
Mayor Kastner called me up and says, "That is not what I wanted for a letter. What I want is a one-sentence letter stating that Kachemak City approves water to the low-cost housing." And I think with the letter that we're given, maybe it's a little too late, but I still think that we should send a letter to that effect.
The Kachemak City Council also considered a resolution welcoming the City of Homer to allow all Kachemak City lots along East End Road to utilize Homer water services, but Overway argued that was a separate issue and the measure was put on hold. Homer City Council Member Donna Adderholt spoke at the meeting, reminding Kachemak City Council members that the Homer Council is due to consider rescinding its decision on the matter next week because of Overway's original letter.
"So you guys can decide what you want to do and not do what the mayor of Homer is telling you to do.
Thank you.
You guys need to talk about this resolution or whatever you want to send to the City of Homer to say this is our wishes."
Still, Overway urged the council not to stand in the way of the low-income housing project's ability to hook up to Homer water services.
"It's kind of a done deal. They're going to get started here shortly, and I don't want to be the one responsible holding them up on construction."
The council ultimately agreed with Overway to write a letter supporting Homer's plan, with one council member voting against the move. The Kachemak City Council is due to reconsider its resolution regarding the broader issue of its residents hooking up to Homer water utilities during its next regular meeting on April 10th. The Homer City Council will vote on whether to rescind its ordinance providing water utilities to the low-income housing project in Kachemak City next Monday. Reporting in Kachemak City, I'm Renee Gross.